Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program, Hard Times for the Hard Disk, Silicone Storage Surges, part of a series examining the 2012 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 11th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss the hard disk to silicone storage revolution is Duncan Stewart. Duncan is director of Deloitte Canada Research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, welcome.
Great to be here.
All right, Duncan. So one of this year's technology predictions is that the world of digital storage will change, fueled by increased adoption of SSDs, or solid-state drives. During a recent laptop purchase, I actually learned a little bit about the differences between HDD, or hard disk drives, and these SSDs. So can you quickly just review the basics? What are HDD and SSD, and what might 2012 bring?
So a hard disk drive is exactly what it sounds like. It's a disk that spins at thousands of revolutions per minute, and it uses a magnetic read-write head floating a few microns over the surface to store digital information on it as ones and zeros. A solid-state drive, on the other hand, contains no moving parts whatsoever. It's just your classic semiconductor technology. It's transistors that are capable of storing zeros and ones in a non-volatile form.
So what's causing this revolution, or what factors are contributing to SSD adoption accelerating?
Well, there's a few different things going on. Now, in the world of mobile devices, we've already seen this. If you've got the latest smartphone or you're buying one of the latest tablets, they already have a solid-state drive. There's no disks inside those. It turns out that if you're using a solid-state drive, you can store a good amount of information, gigabytes in size, 16, maybe 32. And, of course, because there's no moving parts, because there's no disk, it's invulnerable to, or relatively invulnerable to shock. You know, you can bounce them around a little bit, and it won't skip or crash. Also, because there's no moving parts, it uses much less battery life. So an SSD in a sort of small form factor like a smartphone is a real advantage. But historically, though, in the world of laptop computers and data centers, you've seen essentially 100% hard disk drives. The ability of a solid-state drive to store enough data at the right price point just wasn't there yet. In 2012, we're seeing an amazing shift going on in a couple of ways. One, the solid-state drives have kind of gotten to the point where they're big enough and they're cheap enough on a per byte basis, that they're actually affordable in some markets. The other thing that's going on is that this fall, there was some very severe flooding in Thailand, which caused a really disruptive effect on the hard disk industry around the world, supply interruptions of 20% or more. That shortage of hard disk drives has in fact caused a lot of devices to go out there and buy solid state drives because they're the only ones that are available. So those sorts of combination of factors mean that by the end of 2012, we're anticipating that 15% of all laptop computers will in fact have some solid-state drive inside them, and that's up from essentially zero only a couple of years ago.
Oh, well, you brought up an interesting point that I remember from when I read the prediction. You mentioned that while SSDs are quieter, less sensitive to shock, more reliable, and even offer faster boot times, that these aren't even really the major advantages. So what are really the big benefits of SSD?
Well, what you're seeing, and this is why they're being so popular inside the laptops and in data centers, where up to 5 or 10% of storage bought in 2012 may be SSD, once again, up from zero only a few years ago, it all comes down to power. When you're looking at a data center, for example, the ability to store data at a low cost is, of course, enormously important. But a lot of these data centers, they're full. There's no more power coming in. And, of course, when you have devices that are spinning and producing heat, you've got to then install bigger and bigger air conditioners to keep them cool so that they work at ideal operating temperature. So in a number of data centers, they're actually constrained by the size and by the power limitations for driving the drives as well as for cooling them off afterwards. And for those reasons, it's actually the power efficiency that's one of the big things driving SSD adoption in the data center. And, of course, when you're looking at these new form of laptops called Ultrabooks, they are incredibly thin and have as a result, relatively small batteries. If you want something that has that ability to run for at least a, 3, 4, 5 hours, going to something like an SSD is almost a requirement versus the relatively less power-efficient HDD.
So what do you think we're going to see in the future? Like what do you think is going to be the next revolution in digital storage after SSD?
Well, we're still in pretty early days for SSD, and the hard drive's not going away. We've got to be clear. By 2012, 2013, both hard disk and solid-state drives are both going to be growth markets. The demand for storage is almost going up continuously, as far as we can tell. But there are other technologies out there, but they're not really within the ambit of predictions. But there's some cool stuff being done out there with holographic storage and carbon nanotubes, but none of those are going to be happening in 2012 or, in all likelihood, even 2020.
So it sounds like we'll be with hard disk and SSD for quite a while, but it's pretty exciting to think about what the future may bring. Well, Duncan, as always, we really appreciate you taking some time today and joining us on Deloitte Global Insights.
Thank you, Stephen.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2012 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.